From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man known affectionately by his fans as the greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everybody will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s. In early 70s. It's just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding 70 others. It happened near Niger's southern borders with Nigeria and Chad. Boko Haram later claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. The Syrian army has reached an edge of the northern province of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants who are fighting in Syria and in neighboring Iraq. Syrian troops began to move toward the province on Wednesday, the same day that U.S.-backed forces attacked the IS stronghold of Manbij, about 115 kilometers to the northwest of Raqqa. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its battleship, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean, from where it is supporting not only anti-IS activity in Syria, but also is helping drive the militants from the area around the Iraqi capital. Rear Admiral Brett Betschelder is the commander of the Carrier Strike Group 8.
The forward line where we have been conducting the close air support missions has been steadily moving west. And away from Baghdad. So, you know, there's tangible proof that we're actually moving the operation to the west.
The Truman conducted sorties from the Persian Gulf before being deployed in the Mediterranean. Heading into high-level talks aimed at expanding cooperation with China, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging China not to unilaterally announce an air defense identification zone over portions of the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry spoke today during a news conference after meeting in Mongolia with Foreign Minister there, Ulaanbaatar, in the capital. Mr. Kerry's remarks came after Asian defense ministers gathered in Singapore, where delegates debated as to where China is planning the creation of a so-called ADIZ. The 8th round of the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue will be held in Beijing tomorrow and on Tuesday. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil in Hong Kong on the 27th anniversary of the crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Albert Ho is chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance.
This candlelight vigil, we want to vindicate the 1989 patriotic movement. We condemn the June 4 massacre and call for those responsible to be brought to justice.
On June 4, 1989, China sent in tanks to break up demonstrations. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. Rain-swollen River Seine in Paris has begun to recede after reaching its highest level in 3 decades, easing fears after flooding sent the Louvre and other riverside museums scrambling to protect their treasures. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.